When I am myself, I have fun. I am happy. My purpose for living. When I am myself, I have fun. I am happy. My purpose for living. Could we have any greater, more joyous, more wonderful purpose for living than to be happy? If all of us were at the max happy, as happy can be, would we think that life was fantastic, that life was glorious, that we have reached the epitome of whatever we are here to do? Does our life, does our purpose for living express itself through our happiness? We can all be sure that it does. Our purpose for living expresses itself in happiness. For whenever we are happy, everything is worth living. All is glorious. Everybody in the world is wonderful. We look around us and we say, gosh, this is a great place. And we smile, we smile, we smile. Because I am happy. Because my purpose for living is to be happy. And so, when I train myself under every circumstance to smile, when I train myself under every circumstance to be happy, when I train myself under every circumstance to look at the world and say, what a glorious, wonderful world this is, and what wonderful, glorious people are in this world. These are my people. Yes, indeed. These are the people that make me happy. These are the people that make my life worthwhile, that make my life significant, that make my life fantastic. And when I am myself, I do have fun. I'm happy. And it is my purpose for living. Now, as I consider these things and as I understand these things, I know that I have emotion. And many times I say my happiness is from an emotional feeling, a feeling of feel good. My happiness is sometimes from reason or logic, because it's just the right thing, and it's a good thing to do, and it's a great thing to do. But is that really where it is? Is it heartfelt? Is it intelligent? Or is it wisdom? Is happiness wisdom, more so, that I am doing that which turns my heart on, that makes me feel good? Now, when I am being good to myself, am I happy? Yes. When I'm being good to others, am I happy? Yes. When I am looking at the world and finding blessings in the world, finding good in the world, finding everything that's beautiful in the world, am I happy? Yes. How do I go about this? How do I go about finding happiness, finding good, finding peace in the world that is not based upon my emotion, not based upon reason or logic, not based upon heartfelt aspects of it or intelligent aspects, but on the wisdom of it? And the wisdom, it just is the right thing to do, the right way to act, the right way to live, the right thoughts to have in my heart and in my mind and in my being. Now, when I am myself, I have fun and I am happy, and this is my purpose for living. When I am myself, I have fun, and I am happy. Okay, now, how am I happy? How do I go about being happy? Well, happiness is not something we go about being. When we do things that we know are our highest and best, when we do things that make us feel good, when we do things that tickle our happy bone, tickle our heart, tickle our soul, just make us feel wonderful, then perhaps that might be called happiness. But happiness goes even further than that. Happiness does not need to have recognition that you're happy. Happiness does not need to have recognition that other people are happy. If I ever do anything in my life purposefully to make another person unhappy, then I am unhappy. If I ever do a thing purposefully in life to bring joy and peace and harmony and goodness to the life of another, then I am happy. Now, it's not a matter that I consciously go around being a goody-goody two-shoe all the time, But when I do, I consciously go around living according to my highest and my best at all times. I go living in the attitude that life is wonderful and that everybody on the face of the earth is wonderful. I don't have my emotions guide me, because my emotions would oftentimes mislead me. They would oftentimes take me astray, because I would think that somebody else owes me something, or somebody else owes me a response. When I'm happy, I don't expect anyone to respond or not respond. My world is harmonious. My world is balanced. My world is all in tune. Now, if I need to have someone approve of me, if I need to have someone emotionally hug me or tell me I'm wonderful or ask me to say that they're wonderful, if ever I have that sort of a thought going on in my mind, then I am possessed by the outer. When I live by the inner, when I live by the inner feeling of peace and contentment, when I live by the inner awareness that I am the Divine One, I am the Delightful One, I am the Wise One. I'm wise not because I have intelligence, not because I have a heartfelt attitude, an emotional attitude. No reason and logic here. I am wise because I know what makes me happy. I know what things bring delight into my life. I know why I feel so good sometimes and other times I feel not so good. I feel good when I am doing things that make me fulfilled as a person. What is my purpose in life? My purpose in life is to be happy. And the only way I can be happy is if I do a very simple, marvelous, fantastic thing that everyone can do, but we have to train ourselves to do it. Everyone can do this by simply saying, I like me. And when you say, I like me, then you do all things that correspond with the fact that you like yourself. You do all things that tell the world that you like yourself. You do all things that tell you that you like yourself. And you feel very, very good. You feel very, very marvelous. You feel very, very fantastically glorious. But you feel glorious not because of what somebody else says to you, or not because of what you do in the outer, but what you are on the inner level. And it's not the emotional level, that ever-changing emotional level. It's not the intellectual level. It's on that level that is a spiritual level that goes beyond all those things, and you say to yourself, wow, this is great. When the Buddha felt his feeling of peace, he didn't feel his feeling of peace as something he knew. He just felt his feeling of peace no longer being in a contest with the world, no longer having responsibilities in the world, no longer changing the world, cleaning up the world of unhappiness, cleaning up the world of fear and anger, cleaning up the world of death. You see, once we know that we like ourselves, once we know that we're here to be happy, then we say there is no death. There is no death. There is no death. There is no feeling. There is no attitude that is harmonious or inharmonious. It's all one. We feel at peace with ourselves. Today, you can feel that peace with yourself, if you wish, by just liking yourself, by saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, and saying it again and again for a million times, because as you say this, your inner consciousness begins to say, yes, that's true. I'm a nice person. Yes, that's true. Life is good. Yes, that's true. This is a good world I live in. Yes, it's true. It's wonderful to be me. And when you say that, you feel good inside yourself. It's not an emotional feeling. It's not reasonable and logical. It's not intelligent. It's not a feeling that your brain says, yes, you feel good. It's a feeling that every organ, action, function of your body is absolutely in balance, and every organ, action, function of your body feels good, feels happy, feels right. There are no illnesses. There are no incorrections that are going on in your body. You feel good. You feel right. You feel fantastic. You feel magnificent because this is who you are. This is all that you are, and this is all that you will ever be. This is your reality. When I am myself, I have fun. I am happy. And this is my purpose for living, to be myself, to have fun, and to do all things that make me feel good and very good. Have a wonderful day. Be happy this day, for I see you as happy as I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.